Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ. Amen. To let you know, sweet Jesus, love you so much.
Yes, he
come to change your life and make your life brand new. To take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons that the fellows want us to come back, praise God, amen. Because, amen, we have live services in them jails and prisons, praise God, amen. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, praise the Lord, amen. And those of you in the free world, amen. We have a message today here on the broadcast, continuing the teachings of the 8th chapter of Romans. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast here on this radio station. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to take sin out the center and fix it so you'll be a productive men and women in society. Because the devil and hell, people doing so much violence and so much evil. So many people are just, amen, taking guns and shooting people. Amen. Once you take a life, you sure can't bring it back. I'm telling you, drive-by shootings. Because they're mad over something. People need to settle their differences by talking, by reasoning together. Don't just go feel like you got to go get an assault weapon, get an assault rifle to try to settle your differences. Shoot and kill somebody, try to settle your differences. Drive-by shootings, all of that. People need to understand it's a better way of handling things, to settle differences. Amen. I'm telling you, because once you take a life, you sure can't bring it back. I'm telling you. And so much violence going on in our cities and towns and all, with people just shooting people and all of that, bullets flying and all that stuff. Amen. Innocent people being hurt. Innocent people being killed. I'm telling you, praise God. It's not just only, amen, people of the young people. I'm talking about people on the street, amen, they're living, amen, in the, amen, public housing and all that. But sometimes it can be people, amen, that, amen, that's politicians. Things of that nature. So, amen, I'm telling you, amen, the devil is the devil, no matter where you are. The devil is the devil. But people, Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. Amen. That's why I preach Jesus. Praise God. Amen. All right, Missionary Velvet. Romans 8 chapter. Pick up at verse number 3. What verse number 3 says?
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Amen. And that's what, amen, Jesus come to do. To deliver us from, amen, what the law could not do. Because the law could not deliver a person and set a person free from their sin. And that's the way people are now, feel like they can't get free from their sin. But Jesus come to do the part the law could not do. That is to take sin out the center. Take that appetite, desire of sin away. Fix it so you don't want to go around with assault rifles and try to shoot somebody. I'm telling you, the Lord will take that stuff away. When you got love of God in your heart, that agape love, not that fleshly love, but that agape love, that's the love of God in your heart. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. I'm telling you, amen, praise the Lord. You don't be going around trying to run people down. Some people, amen, they may not have an assault rifle to try to take somebody's life, but they can run them down with their mouth, their tongue. And that tongue is, amen, is like a deadly poison. Amen. I'm telling you, you can kill a person of influence by running them down, gossiping, backbiting, and all of that. Some people will smile in your face. And then behind your back, they'll cut you down. Amen. But don't you know when Jesus come in your soul, he'll take that mess out of you. He'll make you honest, make you true. That you don't have, amen, you don't want to be trying to, amen, praise our God, destroy a person's character. Destroy their life. Take their life. You don't do that. You will do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Amen. You don't want nobody to run you down, talk about you, destroy your character. Why are you going to do it to somebody else? Treat people the way you want to be treated. People like to talk about folks. Yeah, they do. Air out their dirty laundry. All of that. Amen. News media get ratings because that's the type of information people want to hear because they have that evil in their heart. Somebody's dirty laundry, air it out. Try to destroy their character. Try to, amen, mess their life up. But I'm here to let you know Jesus come to take away all your dirty laundry. Jesus come to clean your life up so that you won't be, amen, an embarrassing person in society. Sin will embarrass you. Yes, it will. Your sins will find you out. Yes, it is. So many people want to do that wrong and hide it. That's iniquity. When you try to hide it. Don't want nobody to know about it. But, amen, praise our God, Jesus will go down in that hidden sins and take that stuff out of you so that you will be honest and true. Amen. They tried to condemn Jesus. Yes, they did. But, amen, in Jesus they find no fault. And that's the way it is when Jesus come in us. When Jesus come in us, he'll fix it so that people can try to condemn you, false accuse you, but when they come down to it, they find no fault. Why? Because you're honest, you're true, and Jesus will make you that way.
Amen.
Amen. He'll make you that way. Praise God. But amen, people love to air out people's dirty laundry. Amen. Dig down in there, amen, in their hidden sins. And try to, amen, expose them. Amen. And some people try to expose you, try to get you out the way so they can take your job, take your position. But I'm here to let you know Jesus come to clean your life up so you'll be ready to go to heaven. That's what he come to do. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. Praise the Lord. He come to clean your life up. Praise God. Amen. People, amen, praise our God, got skeletons in the closet and all of that. And sometimes folk can be so crooked, amen, praise God, amen, that they almost got to screw them in the ground when they get ready to leave here. Because he's so crooked. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. But Jesus come to clean your life up and fix it so you can be able to be honest and true. Because God can see all things. Ain't nothing hid from him. He can see what's hidden, what you got hidden in the corner. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. People get on social media and just quote, amen, scriptures. Quote Bible lessons, scriptures. But how many of you are you practicing yourself? There's no need to get on social media and quote a lot of scriptures. Being so, amen, so religious, as people say. Quote scriptures and don't practice it yourself. But you need to practice what you talk about. Practice what you sing about when you're talking about the Lord. Because God won't, amen, to see good fruit hanging on the tree. Amen. You can't talk your way to heaven. But you got to live your life. Because this is a word where you got to live. Because the Lord is looking for good fruit. You heard me? Good fruit. Not bad fruit hanging on the tree, but good fruit. Glory to God. Amen. And Jesus come to make your fruit good. Amen. I know this is a whole, praise our God, a soul-stirring message. It's a soul-stirring message. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease, eye pressure, whatever it is. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their life. Turn their life around. Lord, deliver the people that's hooked on, amen, different types of sins. Amen. Drinking and smoking. Praise our God. Gambling. Praise our God. Amen. Deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Just give God the praise. Again, amen, send me a message through our message box on the website so I can rejoice, since the Missionary Velvet myself can rejoice with you all. Amen. Here come my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song says, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. If you find anything that's not like you, take it out and strengthen me, because I want to be whole. I want to be saved. And the Lord can clean you up. He can, like Ella Holmes was preaching, the Lord can make you brand new. Here, old things are past and all things become new. Those are in behind the prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And we are praying that you allow God to have a free course in your life, that you are not forgotten and you are not forsaken. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And also, God can do anything in your life that you need to have done so that you can be ready to go with him. Remember that God was everlasting love, and we do too. But for the whole wide world, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. Give him a chance, and he will prove himself to you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet myself. The Lord may open up more doors. We go into the jails and prisons. Spanish speaking makes right for Spanish material. Co Jesus love the Spanish speaking people. To next broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.